T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
198, it's Courtney, Kevin, Lance, and Jen with you. The heart of the rush hour, so we will get to traffic in just a few minutes. But chilly start, 41 now downtown. We'll see 50s by this afternoon.
Our men on the show are Lance and Kevin. I don't think they're the typical male.
Yeah, why not?
Nope.
You guys are just different. You're not the stereotypical. If you were going to draw a man and their hobbies, you two would not even
no,
be.
I know.
Just like I'm not the stereotypical female. Jen, you are.
One not always.
Four. You're more girl.
You're tiptoeing now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, what is that, a bad thing? That's our gender.
No.
I mean, you know. Okay, so let's move on to Lance and Kevin.
I just got called basic, and all you guys are interesting. All right, proceed.
That's not what I mean.
No, no. Yeah.
I'm saying you're more girly. You wear skirts and dresses and such. All right, so according to this list, and I think it was put out by E! News, these are things men really want for Christmas.
Okay, so Lance and Kevin, we just know we're going to say no to all the things on the list.
Maybe. We'll see what kind of, you know, what strikes them as, yes, I love that idea.
So this is, we should approach this as, if this were to show up as a Christmas gift for us, we would say, great, or be like, eh.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Something you made. Chevrolet, so your wife, Pontiac. Libby, or Sarah made you something.
I'd take her cookies. Which, by the way, you can purchase for $10.
Yeah, that's so great that she's not going to wrap those up as a Christmas present for you. Sarah's very crafty, though. I could see her making a gift for Kevin.
They interviewed this guy, and he said that, you know, my girlfriend always tried to, like, outdo herself. She's a really good gift giver and buy him expensive things, but she's an artist, too. So she did a drawing of his name with all of his hobbies in a picture, and he knew it took her hours and had it framed and said it was my favorite gift she ever gave me.
Aw. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would totally go for that.
Okay, a fancy fine brown liquor.
Fancy fine brown liquor. Totally down with that.
Okay. No, you're not
is
good
it a
at
coconut rum. Type?
Oh my god,
yeah, that's a real fine.
A fancy fine, not fruity brown liquor, like a bourbon, a bottle of good bourbon.
That's not Kevin.
If Sarah gave you a bottle of Woodford Reserve, you'd be like, oh. I'm going to give this to my father-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. That's total pass-along gift. A cozy night in.
Yes.
Like a box of hot chocolate mix, marshmallows, hot apple cider. And they say Polar Express on Blu-ray. I don't know about that.
What? It's like, it sounds good. Polar Express.
Right. What are we, you know, I mean.
Instead of Netflix and chill, that's just Netflix.
Right. Right.
You just killed the mood.
Okay. Now, I know this doesn't sound sexy at all, but something practical that you do need, like windshield wipers.
I love it. I take that.
I need windshield wipers right now. So that's
a definite yes. In fact, I've already made my one request for a Christmas gift, and this happened when Guy's daughter was getting married. I have like maybe 7 or 8 watches, and I wear like an everyday watch, but I have fancier watches. Not great, but fancier. None of them work. I have like, I have one watch that actually works. It's like, would you put batteries in my watches? That would be a great Christmas gift. I mean, not even all of them.
You don't even want a new watch. You just want batteries for
the
watch.
The watches I do, at least some of them, to work.
All right. And Kevin's down with the practical
gift. Yes, definitely.
Gift.
In fact, my mother-in-law's always done that, where she gives like, you know, the deodorant, the toothpaste, the toothbrushes and stuff like that. Remember as a kid, you would get that and you'd go, this is terrible. Now you're like, I need this. This is great.
Toothpaste versus what was the example you gave?
Windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Well,
no.
I mean, we get
I don't think toothpaste
pack.
Is the same as like Ryan got really excited when we got a new garage door that
well, that's big.
With opener.
That's like, that's a big ticket item.
Right.
All right. What about a love book? I guess you can buy these online. You make your own book with pictures, and you can write whatever you want in pages. It's kind of like something you made, too, though. Are you interested in the love book?
Sure.
No.
I would love to have. Well, I'd love to have love from my wife.
Okay.
Wow.
Too much insight.
No, I mean actual love.
Yeah.
Instead of disdain.
Got it.
All right.
A day without disdain.
Some guys like a bunch of small things, lots of inexpensive things in different packages because it's fun to open stuff.
What are you, five?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Anyone?
That's
anyone?
Like my kids. Go to the dollar store and you wrap up a bunch of junk.
A getaway. Well,
yeah, and you know what Jen said too about the dollar store. I mean, that's like the Globe drug gift box.
Yes. That's I think every guy should want that.
Yeah, that's fun. A getaway? Yes, totally with it.
Yes.
That's the best one I think so far.
Like something to look forward to.
A weekend holiday. Could be just like a long weekend.
Yeah.
A culinary adventure. An eating tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin is not into this.
No, I don't
know. What would be on your eating tour?
Yeah, where would you go?
Well, I just had the McRib this weekend. And so if we could do a McRib tour,
I'm thinking down. More like eat your way through Italy culinary tour. Or like I know people who've taken culinary tours in New York City where they just go and like go to all these places and eat all day. But I like Kevin, that you want to do a McRib tour.
What would your what would your stops be in the Grafton Alton area? Give us your rundown.
We'd have to go to Elijah P's, which is one of the newer, finer establishments in the Alton area. We have to go to Fast Eddie's, of course. Mm-hmm. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, get a little chick on a stick.
There's the loading dock in Grafton. You have to stop there. Third Chute in Grafton.
What do you get at the loading dock, by the way?
Well, I know the owner, so I get free chips.
Wow. Hey, big spender.
Wow, they're really giving you extra for knowing the owner.
I don't want to brag.
Chips, like potato chips?
No, this is the loading, the dock salsa.
Oh, tortilla chips and salsa.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Again,
everybody gets those for free. They bring them to your table when you get there.
Well, thanks, Pete and Gina.
Yeah, let's give them something extra, Pete and Gina. Maybe you can mention something on your menu that you want to push. Okay, a nice card, a handwritten card.
Yes.
A gaming system he really wants.
I'm sure Ryan would not turn that down.
Infinitely don't care.
Yeah, the kids want a Wii, so I guess. But I could care less.
You don't care about a gaming system, okay? Legos.
Legos.
Like the Millennium Falcon.
I'm down with that.
So you'd
that's
be
like,
in,
yeah. That's like $400, by the way.
What?
But that'd be a good little thing for Kevin to do with his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
The Lego catalog that they send to your house, by the way, has got all of those. Oh, do you want to make the Taj Mahal? It's $300. Like, they market it towards kids, but they're expensive.
All right. To see your wife in lingerie. What? Nothing?
No, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there.
Not really, though.
No, I'm there to see Libby.
What? That's weird. Okay. This just got really weird.
It's so creepy.
We're sorry, Libby, if that's uncomfortable
what
for
what
you.
What about Sarah?
Yeah,
Sarah's angry right now. There is a text being composed.
Right. She's not listening right now.
No, I think she's in school.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, so. He gets all bad when she can't hear.
That's right.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was the cookies. This week it's the lingerie.
Someone's running late to school and they're going to fill her in.
I keyed.
I think you talking more now that Guy's gone could hurt your relationship.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
Oh, Lance House traffic.
All right, traffic is sponsored by Office Depot, Office Max.
I've been holding me back.
198 with Shawn Mendes and St. Louis. Not doing too bad on the Wallet Hub list of the best and worst cities for singles.
Huh.
This list surprised me. I was curious, you know, where we fell. But then
you're thinking about being single again?
No. The next city I went to, I figured that they would be much higher. Because everyone talks about how in a competition between these two cities, they're younger and hipper and cooler than St. Louis.
Is it Kansas City?
Yeah, they didn't do too hot. 80 on the list. St. Louis came in at number 35. And Nashville, another city that's not too
I would think that
far.
Would be high.
71 on the list.
71 for Nashville?
Right.
Wow.
They took into account economics, you know, cost of living, dating opportunities, and fun and recreation. St. Louis did the best with that one. Pretty good with dating opportunities. Economics, 105 on the list. But your top 10 best cities for singles, Minneapolis, Portland, Chicago, Seattle, San Diego, Denver, LA, Atlanta, and number one, San Francisco.
No.
Yeah, if you can afford to live there, it's fantastic. I know married adults that can't afford to live there.
No, seriously.
But then there is one weird one on the list. I think they scored well with economics and dating opportunity, but were low on the list for fun and recreation. Coming in at number 23.
That's a pretty high.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Now, it's interesting you should say that, because that city and that state show up on a lot of lists of late, where, like, you know, it's like great places for your finance to get a job, you know, great places to get a job and your money goes a long way. Fargo or North Dakota. I mean, I know they have a big boom up there with oil and such, but still, I mean, it's going to be awfully cold.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The deal, right?
But if you can stand it.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be single and alone.
It's like Alaska back in the day. Remember when Alaska was the place with all the men? Mm-hmm.
One woman for every
10 men.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh. At least. Okay. Have fun up there.
You have to start liking ice fishing. Doing things you hate.
Right.
To find a man, you'll do whatever you can.
Go for it. The news is brought to you by First Community. Get $100 cash when you refinance your auto loan from another lender to First Community now until the end of the year. See firstcommunity.com for details. Sun by this afternoon and a high of 50. It's still 41 downtown. And Lance Hildebrand with another check of the roads.
It's sponsored by Indeed.com.
Portugal the Man on Y98 with Courtney, Jen, Kevin, Lance. We are 1 week out, a little more than 1 week out of Thanksgiving, and the show is off most of the show is off all next week. Lance is coming in one day.
Yeah, I'm working one day next week.
What, Monday?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's random.
Why the Wednesday work? Why not work Monday, take Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Somebody
Friday?
Somebody else was taking Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, it's not my choice.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm taking Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
The schedule is very confusing for like the next week and a half. So I am off tomorrow and next Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm working Wednesday.
All right. And
week.
And by the way, since a lot of people love the Lance misconnections from Craigslist.
Hello.
Don't worry, even though he won't be here tomorrow, we're not going to have Kevin do it again.
No.
That was a mistake. Will we run a best of?
No, we're going to have Lance do it on Wednesday. Same time.
Smart. Yeah. Okay.
So we're just switching stuff around a little bit. Let's talk about your turkey. Turkey's a big undertaking for people, especially if it's the first time they've ever made it. Nick makes our turkeys, and he brines them.
Mm, that's good.
He has two different brines he uses, because we usually make two turkeys. One's like an herb brine. And another is a different kind. I don't know.
The other brine.
They actually sell some brined turkeys in the store now.
Well,
because it's become so popular.
Somebody did an interview with the Butterball Talk.
The Butterball Hotline person? Yeah.
And here's some little tips for you that she gave about your Thanksgiving Day turkey. They say you don't actually need to brine your turkey. They said that it's a lot of them come pre-seasoned. I don't think we ever buy a pre-seasoned bird ever.
No,
you want to control
the seasoning.
Yes, you do.
But they say skipping the brining helps you control the level of salt in your food. I get that.
Yeah,
but that's only if you're buying already the seasoned one.
Yeah.
As far as how long you think you have to thaw your turkey out, how long do you think it is?
I think you need at least a day. Actually, I buy mine
thawed.
Yes, it's not frozen.
Gosh. You buy it like the day before or something?
Uh-huh.
Or 2 days
you
before?
You can pre-order it, and when you pick it up, it's fresh.
Gosh, is it that long?
Kevin, are you involved at all with the food on Thanksgiving? Are you hands-off?
I'm pretty much hands-off.
He buys a jar of marshmallow fluff and calls it a day.
That's right. That's all you need.
Lance, are you involved with your Thanksgiving meal?
Consuming it, yes. Other than that, no.
Okay.
Okay, so I say a day. Thawing takes a day.
They say you actually need days, depending on how big the turkey is. Oof. If you're having a bigger turkey, you need 1 day for every 4 pounds of turkey.
Oh my gosh, that's like probably at least 3 days.
Wow.
But what about the thawing in the warm water? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like trying to rapid thaw it?
Turkey bath.
Yes.
Turkey bath, nice.
No? She doesn't mention that, but I'm curious, because we do that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for uniformly browned skin,
yes,
skip the butter, it says. It's better to coat the skin in oil because the milk, solids and butter burn in the oven.
Okay, well, it's interesting because my favorite turkey recipe comes from the Butterball people who were on Barefoot Contessa with Ina Garten. And they say put the butter underneath the skin. We put truffle butter underneath the skin, mm-hmm. and then you put olive oil and salt and pepper on top of the skin. And it gets pretty brown. It's like perfect brown crispiness.
Right. You don't really need to baste your turkey, it says. Opening and closing the oven door multiple times lowers the temperature, slowing down the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine to baste a few times during the cooking process, but don't overdo it.
Well, I think like the one that I make, because you put the truffle butter underneath the skin.
So you don't need to worry
about
it.
You don't need to baste because it keeps it, you know what?
What, moist?
Oh, no. Yep. You didn't need to say it. But yes.
That, it's the one, turkey, it's the one thing that really, the
that
word.
And cake. Brownies. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't use a serrated knife to carve your turkey.
Why not?
Really?
Stay away from serrated knives. They tend to tear up the meat too aggressively.
Oh wow, yeah. Can't have that.
I know someone. Electric knife.
That's serrated,
that's
though.
Serrate, yeah.
I know. I just remember those horror stories back in the day when my dad would do it. It was like, turkey all over the place.
I know people who use the electric knife, which is hilarious.
You need to let the turkey rest ample time, first of all, 20 minutes, and then a sharp knife, or it says electric knife too, but aren't all electric knives?
I think
they're all serrated.
I've never seen one that wasn't.
Yeah, you have to let it sit, otherwise it dries out because all the juices run out, and then it's not
moist.
Yeah.
All right, it's your turn.
I'm going to hurt you later. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in a few minutes.
I'm going to teach your daughter that word.
Oh, I swear. Yeah. That's pain and fury on your household. The most popular TV shows in America. This isn't Nielsen, though. This is another company that has a different way of going about it. And we'll do celebrity birthdays, don't forget. Right now, though, Charlie Puth, attention on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The holidays are right around the corner, so think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local, domestic, import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
We will get to another allegation against Tom Hanks. We'll have that for you in just a minute. But the most popular TV shows in America. This company is going through the buzz around TV shows. It's not Nielsen. And since Netflix doesn't reveal the number of people who have watched their shows.
It's like social media buzz.
Yeah.
Like how many times a show's been mentioned on forums.
Yeah. They've been collecting data for 2 years now. And this list is specifically for the first week in November. So that is why Stranger Things was number one.
Oh, yeah. That's not shocking.
Walking Dead, number two. Game of Thrones, three. Then Star Trek Discovery, which is on CBS All Access, their premium subscription service. Preacher on AMC. Mindhunter on Netflix. Big Bang Theory. The Ellen Show. Rick and Morty on Cartoon Network, and The Orville on Fox.
So this is based on social media buzz?
Yes.
Well, I think you could probably make the case then that this is not really probably taking into account the viewing habits of too many people, what would you say, 50 older. And above?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. My niece has totally betrayed my sister with Stranger Things, though.
She went ahead and watched it?
Yes, both of them separately.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was angry. Because she rewatched season one because one of them hadn't seen season one yet.
Oh, so she
could have
just...
How terrible is that?
Oh, wow. She could have gone forward and just left him in the dust and watched season two.
Totally.
Ooh,
that's not nice. Not nice.
That's when you start locking out Netflix.
Well, yeah, because they were upstairs watching on their laptop.
Right.
Oh, yeah. album charts, Sam Smith with his first number one debut on the Billboard 200. The Thrill of It All sold 185,000 copies, beating Maroon 5, which came in second with 122,000.
That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. Blake Shelton came in fourth with his new album. Kelsea Ballerini, number seven, with her new album. And Kid Rock's new album, Sweet Southern Sugar, at number eight. But of course, they'll all probably fall down a notch next week after Taylor Swift comes out. People are talking about how she drops her first naughty word on Reputation. The S word. It's on I Did Something Bad, which is supposedly about Calvin Harris, her
ex. Do you know
ex.
What the S word is?
Stupid. Come on.
Yeah, in our house it is. Us Magazine also reprinted the 25 Things You Don't Know About Taylor. They ran it last year. She's double-jointed. She's never broken a bone except for her little toe. And she hates horror movies and seaweed. And she can't do handstands or cartwheels. That last one, she's just like Courtney. Although Courtney used to be able to do a cartwheel.
Yeah, that was not a good idea when you get past a certain age. Stretch, ladies. That's all I'm saying.
People think Eminem's new album could come out this Friday because he's scheduled for SNL this weekend. Chance the Rapper hosting. There's still no official release date, but he released a single, Walk on Water, that features Beyonce.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's face, by the way, on the side of a UPS truck and now on the side of a race car. You can't escape her.
That's good marketing. Whoever
it really is. Yeah. Female.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoever's in charge of her marketing is super sharp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked earlier this morning about different sexual harassment stories. Louis C.K. says the allegations against him are true. And then I have a sheet that actually says 12 sexual harassment stories.
A little quick hits. A little quick hit sexual harassment stories. Awful.
Yeah. Gymnast Allie Raisman.
That is that whole story. I think it's going to be more and more gymnasts because that guy, it's disgusting. Not only was he the doctor for
USA Gymnastics, Larry Nassar,
but also the doctor for like a college too. Years.
She is one of more than 100 women allegedly molested by the doctor. Yes. And in light of all of this, someone put out a call on Twitter and people stepped forward with the allegations about Tom Hanks and how he was extremely kind to everyone. someone said, hey, listen, with all these stories, can we get like a good news story? If you have had a great positive experience with a celebrity. And so there's this article that said, in the latest of a series of recent allegations about Tom Hanks, actress Victoria Warren revealed Thursday that Tom Hanks was extremely kind to her on the set of The Da Vinci Code. The entire time I was on the set, he repeatedly exposed himself to me as a thoroughly decent human being. All of these other people talk about how Zoe Tanowitz said that he entered her dressing room and performed an impromptu song and dance number for her birthday. Actress Georgia Moreno, his co-star in The Green Mile, said that he would regularly force himself upon the crew, insisting on helping them clean up equipment after shoots. We kept saying, stop it, but he persisted.
I do remember summer of 2000 when I saw Tom Hanks on the opposite sidewalk from me walking down the street in London. He was using the sidewalk very nicely.
Okay. Oh, wow.
He was sharing nicely, too.
Right. Yeah, we need a few more nice stories in the Schmig. So there you have it. And it's time now for celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Jimmy Kimmel.
He's older than you think.
Is he? Okay, I'm going to say 48.
51.
Boy, that's a good guess. I think you might be right. I'm going to say 50.
50.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Big. Yeah, I know he's been on The Good Wife and other things since that, but Chris Noth.
Law and Order, too. Yeah. He and Jerry Orbach were the best crime duo, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he's probably 60.
58.
61.
63.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's holding up good.
Yeah.
And Gerard Butler.
Where's he been?
Oh, he did that Geostorm. That just tanked.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He did.
He was driving your old car?
We had him on before, and he was just delightful.
Right.
I'm going to say, I don't know, he's a weird one because he didn't make it hit the scene until he was older, if he's older. So I'm going to say 47.
Ah, I was going to say that too. We'll go a little higher, 48.
44.
48. Kevin gets it.
Good job.
By the way, speaking of Law & Order, I didn't get to this story last week, but when Twitter expanded the number of characters that everyone could use, originally they just rolled it out for some celebrities, but then they went to more characters for everybody.
128?
Well, it used to be 140.
Yeah, 140.
Oh.
So it's longer. The tweet goes to Law & Order SVU. They tweeted out on the 7th. In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. Dun dun! They won Twitter that day. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Kesha
on Y98, and it's Courtney, Jen, Kevin, and Lance. And tomorrow, we are kicking off our Toys for Tots drive. Jill is going to be out doing a broadcast at Sugar Fire Smokehouse in Valley Park. So she'll do her entire show from there. Stop by, eat some lunch, and donate. Sugar Fire every year has teamed up with us the past few years, where they are donating 50% of the proceeds from their Toys for Tots Tuesday special to our Toys for Tots drive, and it helps them buy those new unwrapped toys for kids in St. Louis. So tomorrow, you can stop by the Valley Park Sugar Fire, but don't forget, every Tuesday at all the Sugar Fire locations, if you order that special, they're going to donate half of the proceeds. You can go to y98.com/toys for all the details.
If you are out shopping, I'm sure you want to get in the holiday spirit and you grab yourself a little holiday drink from Starbucks. But just, I'm not telling you not to go. I'm just telling you to maybe think before you order, because their drinks are out.
Yeah, what are the what are their holiday drinks? I mean, we said we weren't going to, I said I wasn't going to do any more Starbucks stories.
Right.
But, sucked you in.
But I'm curious about like what their special holiday, I know about the whatchamacallit, pumpkin spice mm-hmm. thing that comes right. out, but what's the thing during?
Ooh, the peppermint mocha.
Oh, okay. Peppermint. That actually sounds like something I would like. Yeah.
Delicious. But here's the thing. Depending on what you order, it could have as much sugar as 7 donuts.
What?
Whoa.
And not near the satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, drinking the calories does not feel as good as...
You can drink it a lot faster than you can eat mm-hmm. 7 donuts.
Yep.
But it is because the Frappuccino. I don't get the Frappuccino. Like, it doesn't interest me at all. But I know a lot of people, that's their go-to drink.
Uh-huh.
A grande gingerbread Frappuccino, peppermint mocha Frappuccino, or caramel brulee Frappuccino.
Like a creme brulee.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All have as much sugar as 7 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts. And a venti eggnog latte has as much as 5.5. But if you just get the regular... So I looked up the peppermint mocha Frappuccino. It has 65 grams of sugar.
Okay.
But if you just get the peppermint mocha, the warm drink, not the cool Frappuccino, like almost like a milkshake, peppermint mocha has... It still has a lot. I was looking at protein. Not. Oh, that's a disappointment.
So never mind. How much sugar does just the peppermint mocha have?
54 grams.
Oh, that's a lot.
Whoa. I mean, it is 21% of your daily carbs that you are supposed to have.
So 5 of them, you're good.
Once in a while.
You don't have it every day. It's
right.
It's a treat.
It's a treat.
Mm-hmm. If you have them every day, then it's not a treat. It's part of your
diet.
Your menu.
Well, yeah. If you have it every day, you're going to need treat mints. Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Hasn't been a bad 8 o'clock hour at all.
198 with Meghan Trainor. If you are getting in the holiday spirit, you can't beat this guy. First person in line for Black Friday. He's been... camped out since last Tuesday in front of a Best Buy in Laredo, Texas.
All right, what's the deal there that he's hoping to get?
Well, here's a funny thing. News reporter went to interview him, said he didn't want to be on camera, didn't want his name, and didn't say what he's hoping to buy.
Because he's embarrassed of his actions. I mean, what could be
that important or that could save you that much money?
And why don't you go home? If you don't want to be interviewed and don't want the press, go home if nobody's there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's not going to his job, that's for sure. Camping out this far in advance. What could it be?
I don't understand what's going on in people's heads that...
Well, first of all, it's Texas, so camping out at night is not that big a deal. Right. I mean, here, you're not going to camp out that early. It's freezing cold. Texas, whatever.
Yeah, right. I also have, I just saw this today having to do with stores and Christmas. Big brands that may not be around after this Christmas. One of them shocked me. Like, I didn't know they were having trouble. Okay, the Limited's on here. Now, the Limited closed all their stores.
Yes.
And got rid of all their employees, but they're back online.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if you knew that, but I get email from them all the time.
Yeah.
It's not the same. I need to try stuff on. So I'm not an online shopper to the Limited.
But if they re-release the Forenza sweater.
No. Unless I'm going to an 80s party, it doesn't help me.
That deep V. There are enough 80s trivia nights that I think they could, you know.
Do a market on just the Forenza.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're one that they're trying online right now, but they may not be around next year.
Okay. This is their last gasp.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they sold to another company that's trying this online thing. Kmart. Now, I know the Kmart by my sister in Belleville's closing.
Yeah,
ours. But I swear,
closed.
I think they've been closing like for years.
Hmm.
But they're really for real closing this time. Yours closed?
Yeah, and there's several in North County that closed. Yeah.
Like recently?
Recently. Yeah, actually closed, I want to say, earlier this summer.
Okay.
They shut their doors.
Which is sad
to
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Another one is a company that's near and dear to Kevin's heart.
Toys R Us.
No.
No.
It's a brand. What did you buy at Toys R Us? What's
toys.
A brand? What's a brand?
Hasbro? Mattel?
Mattel.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
I heard the rumors that Hasbro is going to actually buy Mattel.
Okay.
Yeah, worldwide sales of Barbie were down 7%. Mm-hmm. American Girl dolls were down 30%.
What?
And other dolls
I feel like I'm single-handedly keeping that company in business.
Monster High Polly Pocket down 42%.
Yeah.
And it says things haven't gone well for Mattel since Disney stripped it of its Frozen and Princess line of dolls and gave them to Hasbro.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, and the action figure market, you know, as a collector and all that stuff, it's not, kids don't play with that anymore. They don't. They're all about online stuff, video games, Legos. I mean, you know,
okay.
That's just it.
I know we could talk for hours.
We could,
this,
man.
I'm not that interesting.
This isn't Toy Talk with Kevin.
No, that's on Friday.
remind me so I can maybe call in. JCPenney is not doing well. Because I think they're owned by Sears, right? JCPenney and Sears, are they owned by the same place?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You're the one with the list.
Well, I know, but...
Because Kmart's owned by Sears.
Yeah, but they said they're circling... You know, they've tried for years to rebrand themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to go by Penny's, and they didn't want to do that, but they're having issues.
And what hurts Penny's and what hurts Sears?
Penny.
Penny. What hurts those stores, though, is they're attached to malls. They're anchor stores, and malls are closing.
Yeah, it is depressing.
Yeah.
But this one is the one that shocked me the most.
Okay. What?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
No. I did get like 5 coupons in the mail last week.
It said because they waited too long to get in on the online game. They did not have a good online presence.
Mm. Well, in those, the coupons that you get in the mail, I don't think you could always, I don't know about right now.
Like
but
use 5?
Couldn't use them online. You had to go into the store.
Right.
Yeah, apparently Amazon is picking up the slack for anything that Bed Bath & Beyond sells. They waited too long to expand to online deals, so now they're way behind the ball.
Well, I think it's a call to action. If you like any of those stores, and you want them to stick around, I mean, this is...
I can't imagine having no Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right?
You know, it's the one place that you can...
Get everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah, so for the holiday, I mean, let me tell you what, the Fairview Heights Bed Bath & Beyond this weekend, and Ulta, because I went into Ulta and spent way too much money there, packed. I mean, you couldn't even get in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, speaking of online shopping, there's a survey about where people are going to do online shopping. About 42% of people this year will shop from the office. 49% of Americans will make purchases in bed while their partner is sleeping right next to them.
Yeah.
But 46% more than will shop online at the office are expected to shop from the toilet. Almost half of Americans. Just know one of your presents. If you think it's crappy, it may just be.
Y98 has joined forces with the United...
Y98 with Katy Perry, who was just in town, and she's not the only one. Lady Gaga in town this Thursday, and just announced this morning, Taylor Swift coming to the Dome at America Center.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, she just announced the first leg of her Reputation Stadium Tour. It kicks off May 8th in Glendale, Arizona, and... go through June, July, August, September 18th, she'll be in St. Louis. Tickets for all of these shows go on sale December 13th, which, yes, if you're a big Taylor Swift fan, you know that's her birthday.
Of course I knew. Are all the venues big domes?
They're all stadiums.
Are they? Ooh, a stadium tour. Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Ours is a Tuesday night. Kansas City, by the way, Saturday, September 8th at Arrowhead. That's a little dicey. Outdoor stadium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In September?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it could go either way.
Yeah, really. That's a little crazy.
So I have a feeling there might be some people who might try to go to like a St. Louis that's indoor as opposed to KC. So just be prepared for these tickets to sell out in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And that hasn't even been announced by the Dome yet. So I'm sure we'll have tickets to give away before the on sale date.
This press release is from the Dome.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we don't have any tickets from the concert promoter on like prices and all that jazz.
Yeah, and all week we're going to be giving away U2 tickets. We did it earlier this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have more for you tomorrow.
The music you hear on one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.